Hi, my name is Darren Seaman. I'm from Harbor Beach, Michigan. We milk crossbred cattle, about 320 on Lely robots. We feed about 800 head of beef and farm 1,400 acres of sugar beets, alfalfa, corn, and wheat.
Hi, I'm Barb Seaman, and my main role on the farm is to just help take care of the kids and bookkeeping and wherever else they need help.
This year, you both have been recognized as Michigan Milk Producer Association's Outstanding Young Dairy Couple. What does that mean for the last year and how you'll represent the co-op?
So yeah, we got selected as the OIDCs for 16-17, and we will just be representing Michigan Milk at the National Milk Meeting, putting on young farmer meetings throughout the year just to educate ourselves and other young farmers about what Michigan Milk does.
Any issues you've learned about or been interested in through this process?
I guess it's interesting to learn how much national agriculture is starting to work together, meaning corn, soybeans, dairy, beef, sugar, as a common goal for the good of agriculture as a whole, instead of just each commodity on their own.
As far as what's happening back on the farm front, generational farm, what's the story to where you led to today?
Yeah, so I am fifth generation. I live in the house, my wife and I, and our family that I was born and raised in. We took over our farm from my father, Larry, and mom, Bonnie, in 2013. Since then, we've went to the Lely robots. Our parlor was older and needed some updates, so we just decided to go to the automated system, and we did that in December of 14.
When you look at challenges today facing Michigan dairy and agriculture, what are some of the concerns and ways that you're overcoming some of those challenges?
Well, right now the biggest concern would be price of milk. I guess it just makes you a better business person. You're always constantly looking at where you can save cost, minimize expenses and work with what you have. The second biggest for us would be labor. It's a struggle to find people that want to work on a farm anymore, maybe more so work the hours that we have to work. And
we're raising our workforce.
Yeah. So we just commented the other day that we are raising our workforce, our children.
When you look at, being a young farmer and making the investments you are, what's maybe one change that you're planning on making in the year ahead or opportunity that you've had that's been implemented that you're grateful to help with this difficult time?
I guess my father taught me very financial, strict lessons. We've always focused on the finances of our farm to be in a good position and not to overstretch. I guess the biggest area that we've benefited from was the Lely robots, or the robots. I don't think they have to be Lely, but so we've been able to cut our workforce quite a bunch with that. And we plan on probably adding another robot this year. And we're planning to tear down some old facilities and build a newer barn for heifers and dry cows as well.
Is now a time to expand?
We expand every year in some way, shape, or form. So there is no perfect time to expand. We've expanded when prices were high, and we've expanded when prices are low.
When you look at that next generation, that workforce you're raising, what are some of your hopes with the farm and as you look to make this a lifelong business for the family?
Yeah, so we hope that the sixth generation is living at the farm now. Most things that my parents did were for us kids to continue, and we feel the same way. Most things Barb and I are doing is for our children. So we just try to implement everything we do to be more efficient so that we're there in the future for our kids.